to the Veterinary Financial Podcast, where we discuss financial freedom and professional success. I'm Meredith Jones, a veterinarian and financial planner for vets. You know, the longer I work as a financial planner, the more I realize how much it feels like being in the exam room. We're still working through cases. They just happen to be financial cases instead of medical cases. We ask questions, gather information, make a plan, and check back in to see how things are going. In this episode, I'll be walking through the ways that financial planning and vet med overlap. As veterinarians, we're used to approaching problems methodically, and financial planning can be approached in a similar way. So let's start with the big picture. As veterinarians, we work through medical cases. We identify the problem, gather some data and other information, and come up with a treatment plan. As financial planners, it's really no different. We're working through financial cases. We still have to figure out what's going on, collect the right information, and design a plan to move forward. In team settings, we often use the same language. So one financial planner might say to another, "Hey, I have a case I'd like to run through with you," or "I'd like a second opinion on this." So it's interesting to see some of the same language used as what we use in vet med. The last firm I worked with, we had a case study meeting, for example, where we would present a case and ask how the other planners in the room would approach a particular problem. We might talk about how best to unravel an IRA that has pre-tax and post-tax money in it, or how to explain to a client that they were unfortunately unlikely to reach their next financial goal with their current income and spending habits. And it's similar to veterinarians in medical rounds or one-on-one conversations, doctor to doctor, talking about how they would treat a patient or how they would deliver bad news to a client. And so in both settings, the veterinarian or financial planner is managing the case and guiding the process and helping clients understand their options. And of course, the first step in any case is taking a good history. One of the most important parts of vet med is taking a good history. We ask lots of questions, we listen carefully, and really try to understand the client's concerns. And sometimes there are emotions involved. I mean, these are their animals, you know, and so there can be fear, there can be frustration, hope can be involved, and these emotions help to shape the conversation with the client. And the same thing happens in financial planning. We talk about their goals, we talk about concerns, we talk about their money values. Finances are often tied to strong emotions, and listening closely helps us tailor our recommendations. And certainly with all the student loan changes, I've seen a range of emotions in student loan consults that I've been doing lately. Some clients are worried about how they're going to afford their payment, or they're frustrated that interest is restarting or pay is going to be phased out, or just feeling like there's no stability because of all the changes. And just like in medicine, the answers we get while taking a history can help to guide everything that follows. So once we've listened to their story, once we've listened to that history, the next step is gathering the objective data. In vet med, that means the physical exam and diagnostics like lab work or imaging. And these pieces give us the objective data we need to make informed decisions about how to move forward. In financial planning, information gathering looks like reviewing income, expenses, debt of all kinds, so student debt, consumer debt if it's there, mortgage details, things like that. We'd take a look at their assets. We would take a look at student loan details. And so we may be looking at account information, pay stubs, tax returns, the student loan data file, insurance policies, things like that. And all of this paints a more complete picture of the client's financial health, just like diagnostics do for our patients in medicine. And with that information in hand, we can put together a plan. So after we've collected the history and run diagnostics in vet med, we develop a treatment plan. That plan outlines our recommendations and what the next steps would look like. And often we have options for the client on how to approach treatment. And so we present that treatment plan to the client. We answer their questions. They may decide on plan A or plan B, and we get their consent before moving forward. In financial planning, we create an action plan. That might include steps for debt repayment, recommendations for investments, retirement accounts, insurance, or strategies for savings. The key is the same. The job of a financial planner is to explain it clearly, make sure the client understands, and move forward at a pace they're comfortable with. And of course, the plan is never the end of the story. We also have to follow up. Just like with a treatment plan, you're going to want to see that patient back and find out how things are going. So we do rechecks, progress exams, follow-up diagnostics to make sure the patient's improving and adjust the plan if needed. So that's how it works in vet med. Financial planning works the same way. We do quarterly check-ins or semi-annual check-ins to see what's working, what's changed, and whether we need to adjust. So just like with patients, ongoing monitoring is essential with a financial plan. That's where my background as a vet helps to bridge the gap. So for me, having lived in both worlds, both the vet med world and the financial world, it helps to just make it easier to explain financial concepts to veterinarians. I can take something that might sound abstract or intimidating and connect it to a process we already know from the inside out. My hope is that my shared experience as a vet working with veterinarians on financial planning is that it helps make my financial advice more relatable, less overwhelming, and a lot more approachable. Just like in the clinic, financial planning is about listening, gathering information, making a plan, and checking back in. If you consider how we can approach your finances in the same way you'd approach a medical case, it can help that process to feel a lot less overwhelming. So if you'd like to explore what that looks like for you and see how financial planning can support your goals, visit allvetfinancial.com. Click the Book Now button to schedule a free intro call. Until next time, take care and continue your path to financial success. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered individualized financial advice. If a specific investment is mentioned, it should not be considered a recommendation or endorsement to buy or sell the investment. All investments involve risk. Past performance does not guarantee future results. You are encouraged to seek the advice of a financial professional before implementing any investment strategies discussed. Yay, compliance.